The Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Abertron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, and Schluter. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's almost here. I'd call this the unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day, right? Memorial Day weekend is kind of when we're all in summer mode. I know it's technically later.
You can wear white pants, so
that's
it's summer.
Right. Okay, good. I can get my white suit out. Looking so good.
Please don't.
No, I wouldn't embarrass you by being anywhere near us with that suit on.
Although I would like to see it at some point, so don't get rid of it.
I'll show you my communion pictures. You know, when you're a little Catholic boy growing up, your mom dresses you in a white, all-white suit. It was the thing back then if you were Italian. So, yeah, I got a few of those I might share.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Can I post them? I'll post them. Don't tell them. I will.
No, probably not. Well, maybe we will. We'll see. Hey, it's episode 2104 today. We're so glad you're here. If you've got a project that you're planning for this holiday weekend, we would love to help you get going on that. If you've got some questions, you don't know where to start, maybe you're stuck in the middle, you don't know what products to use, reach out to us and call us, and we would love to help you shorten the time it takes to get that done so you can maximize the time you have to relax this weekend. Hey, coming up on today's show, speaking of relaxing, adding a pergola or an arbor to your backyard is a great way to step up your outdoor living space. You don't know what a pergola is? No problem. We're going to tell you. Plus, these are fun projects that you can totally build yourself. You've seen them. They're kind of like the structures with like a wood slat roof. It's not really a roof because the sun and the rain come through, but it looks awfully cool. And we're going to tell you
beautiful.
How to build them. Absolutely.
And they're the perfect setting for wisteria. So you have to plant wisteria. If you do the pergola, next step, wisteria. Trust me. All right, guys. Well, with all that rainy, wet spring weather we've been having, repairing rotted wood on your windows, doors, even wood columns could be on your to-do list. So we're going to make those projects a lot simpler with tips on how you can easily restore damaged wood.
And also ahead, saving water becomes more and more important the warmer we get into this summer. But rather than rely on your family to use less water, actually, my kids use less water than I. They were taught well. They would yell at us just to not run the water when we're brushing our teeth and stuff like that. But maybe that's not the case in all households.
If some of your children pretend that they brush their teeth, does that count as saving water?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they didn't
but
actually.
Mom, I'm being eco-friendly. I'm saving water by not brushing my teeth.
And thank
yeah.
goodness
well,
for we'll the
mask,
because we can't tell you that brush. So thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. But you know what? We don't have to bug them to save water. We can actually swap out some fixtures that will do the water saving for you. We're going to talk to you about some of the latest WaterSense fixtures that are out there that can help cut your water use by about a third without giving up in any of that water flow and performance that you have come to enjoy, like a good strong shower in the morning.
Very true. And that's, you know, a great project to put on your to-do list. What else are you guys working on? Are you doing something great this Memorial Day weekend? Have you checked your deck? Is it safely installed to your home? Lots of things to think about as we get into the summer season. So reach out with your project questions. We're going to share some tips to help you get that project done once and get it done right, so hopefully you don't have to do it again.
And we might even give you some tools to help you tackle those projects, because today we have from our friends at Hart the 20-volt half-inch brushless drill driver kit to give away. It's worth $94. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they're available exclusively at Walmart. Going out to one listener who has the courage to pick up the phone or post a question to us at MoneyPit.com. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tracy in Florida is on the line and has taken a chance with some crown molding. Are you doing this yourself? What's going on?
So I wanted to install crown molding. Mm-hmm. I am not handy at all. I was looking into how to install it, and I saw that you could install the high-density styrofoam, like the poly, I forget what it's called, poly. Mm-hmm.
The foam trim, yes.
Yes, and it got good reviews, and it looks kind of like real, and it's easier to install. I just don't know if it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, crown molding, from a carpentry perspective, to put crown molding in is one of the most difficult carpentry jobs, because you have to cut a compound miter to do that. And you also have to cope it, which means you kind of make one piece of the molding is sort of plain. The second one has this compound miter. Then you have to hand saw part of the wood out of the way. It's very complicated for a do-it-yourselfer. And that's why these foam moldings have been such a boom to DIYers, because, as you say, they're very easy to install. They make the system easy to cut. And all you need is caulk. You know, you pretty much use an adhesive caulk to hold it in place. You might put a couple of nails in just to sort of tack it while it dries. And as long as you wanted to do a painted crown molding, it really makes a lot of sense, because it's indistinguishable from, you know, wood molding that you would paint, right? It's just foam molding, and you could paint right over that. So if you wanted wood molding where you saw the grain, then you'd have to do it with traditional wood crown molding. But if you just want a painted crown molding, yeah, the foam is definitely the way to go.
Oh, great. So that's something you feel a newbie like me
could probably
handle.
Yeah. Yeah, just make sure you review. You're probably going to need a few basic tools, like a very simple miter box with a back saw attached to it, so you can make nice, square, clean cuts. But that is not very expensive when you buy a very simple one, okay?
Okay.
And you know the other thing, too, if you have any mistakes and you there's a little gap here and there, just caulk the gap and then paint over the caulk. It'll hide all your sins.
Oh, great. That's what I need.
All right. Just use latex caulk and make sure you have a proper caulk trowel. You know what that is? Your fingers. You got five of them on each hand.
Okay. I got
smooth
that.
Smooth it in there. It'll look great. Okay. All right. Take care. Good luck with that project, Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Now we've got Cameron on the line who's got some issues with some old windows. And Tom and I know old houses very well, and you've got the really old ones with the window weights. What's going on?
I've got a home that's about 100 years old, and I have the type of windows that have the counterweights on the inside of the frame itself.
Yep.
When I've watched these videos on how to make that repair, and I guess the side of the window is called the sash, there should be a screw or something that allows me to open up that wood so that I can see that counterweight. My windows do not have that access. I don't know how to gain access to the counterweight itself.
Got it. So first of all, not an uncommon problem. And you have two options. If you want to sort of restring the weight, what you have to do is you have to take off the interior trim, the casing, which is between the sash and the wall. It's usually, in a window with weights, pretty wide, like 3 or 4 inches wide. It's like a piece of molding.
Uh-huh.
And you have to physically detach that. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about with a screw, and maybe in a younger window there may be like a panel that you can come off. And I think I have seen that sometimes in an old window. But generally when I fix it, I take off the casing
on the right and the left sides. And this way you can get in there and you can reach the weight and you can restring it. You're going to want to string it with a window chain, not a window rope, because those are the ones that break. And then put it back together. Now, the trick here, Cameron, is to get that trim off without damaging it and making a bigger mess. So what I would tell you to do is to very carefully, with gravity in mind and force in mind so you don't slip and cut yourself, take a utility knife and run it between the window or at the seam between the window and the wall on the wall side, then also where the trim is covering the edge of the sash. Because by cutting that sort of paint seam there, it will start to loosen it up. And then if you use a very small pry bar, not a big like crowbar, but a small flat bar, they come in different sizes. I mean, the one I'm thinking of, I have one that's about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches long, and it's got a really thin, flat end on it. You can tap, tap, tap that and get in and start working that trim loose. And you may not be able to pull the nails out, but if you can pull it out a quarter inch or a half inch, then you can run a Sawzall down there, or you could run a hacksaw blade down there and cut the nails, which has the same effect, you know, to get that piece of wood off. And then you're going to have to pull off the nail that's left on either side. And now you got it all open. You can do your work on the weight, and then you put it back together very carefully, and then you have to repaint it. So I think that's the way to handle that. And by the way, a 100-year-old house, that's a baby. My house is 130.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound, and I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, I agree with you, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right, good luck. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hopefully you're having a nice barbecue this Memorial Day weekend, or maybe you're planning some projects for the next weekend, or maybe even getting the yard ready for some friends coming over, because luckily we can get together again, and let's help you make your yard fantastic. So reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And coming up, adding a pergola or an arbor to your backyard is a great way to step up your outdoor living space. We'll show you how to DIY this project next.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in a money pit.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV, but there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, maybe you guys are busy this weekend with Memorial Day and getting together with some buddies, but you know what? You can listen whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
And you can follow us by going to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. And you know, when you listen to the Money Pit, you always get answers to your home improvement and decor questions. But today, you'll also get a chance to win some tools to get the projects done, because we've got a really fun drill driver kit to give away from Hart. It comes with a half-inch brushless drill driver, a 2-amp-hour battery, it's got a fast charger and a double-ended bit and a belt clip and a storage bag. It's really going to be helpful for lots of projects around your house because it has brushless technology. And with that kind of technology, the drill's motor lasts a lot longer and has about 30% more power. So that helps you get those jobs done quicker without running out of battery power. And speaking of batteries, that 20-volt battery works across all of the Hart 20-volt tools, outdoor, automotive, and lifestyle. It's worth $94 going out to one caller drawn at random. And by the way, it's on sale right now, too, at Walmart for $79. They have a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any home project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
Pat in South Dakota is on the line with a painting project. How can we help you?
Can you repaint vinyl siding?
Yes, you can repaint vinyl. Well, you'd be painting it initially, not even repainting it. But I will tell you this, once you paint, you do have to repaint. So you're not going to have the maintenance-free surface that you had once before. You will have to repaint it. Now, that said, if you're going to do the repainting or you're going to paint it, you want to make sure that you use a product that's designed specifically for vinyl siding. And I would only use a product from a top brand like Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams. They both have their own line of vinyl siding paint. So choose your paint carefully. Make sure it's good quality paint. And keep in mind that eventually you're going to have to repaint it.
Okay. That was what I was wondering. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, we all love the look of a polished backyard. And arbors and pergolas, they are beautiful wooden yard structures that definitely do that job. And you know what, guys? Building one is definitely within most DIYers' reach. So, Tom, let's start with the basics by explaining what these actually are. Now, the terms tend to be used kind of interchangeably to describe these backyard structures, but they shouldn't be. Now, first, let's talk about an arbor. Now, an arbor is a freestanding structure. You're going to see supports on either side and then also across the top, and that's often formed out of lattice. And arbors often extend over maybe a walkway or an entrance to a garden. They're smaller than pergolas, and they're often not big enough to sit beneath. It's just sort of like marks an entryway. Now, a pergola is a freestanding structure that features a slatted roof supported by four posts, usually one at every corner. They're bigger, they're often in that sort of 10 by 10 range, and it's not uncommon to see pergolas used as outdoor entertaining areas. They kind of set this space in your yard, and they are beautiful, and they definitely create a destination spot. Typically, they're open on the sides. Now, pergolas are not intended to be a shelter. They're super open, but, you know, it's going to help block the sun a tiny bit when it's at a certain angle, but it's definitely not for shade, you know, not to hide from the wind or the rain, because it's open, but it definitely does define that space. It becomes a beautiful landscaping centerpiece. I mean, it's really gorgeous, and they're going to work very well over a paver patio or a hot tub or a walkway or your outdoor dining area. Whatever you've got, a pergola is stunning.
You know, I think that both pergolas and arbors are kind of like outdoor sculpture, you know, in a way.
For sure.
Right? Because they really do adorn your outdoor space nicely. Now, when it comes to the arbors, these are great for natural entranceways to gardens, but they can also work well at kind of like a break in the bushes or hedges or over a bench or a gate. You want to be careful when you select plants and flowers for arbors. Make sure they don't jeopardize headroom because you don't want to have to kind of duck going through them. Wisteria grapes or weeping conifers, all great examples of low-hanging plants that work well in arbors, as well as that wisteria in the pergola, like you were saying before. I mean, it really decorates it nicely. And because the arbors are a little smaller than the pergolas, they might allow for a bit more flexibility in terms of materials. Wood, of course, is the go-to material, but there's options in metal or aluminum, and you can also buy them sort of prefabricated in different types of composites. So lots of options there to add either arbors or pergolas to your yard.
Don in Pennsylvania is on the line with a roofing and ventilation question. Tell us what's going on.
We live in a house that's about 60 years old now. It has gable vents in the attic, regular style roof. And anyway, the roofer suggested that when the house was re-roofed, that we put a full-length ridge vent in the house. The house is an L shape with an office in the back that actually makes the back a T. So anyway, the first year after the roof was changed, went through winter, wound up, we noticed the discoloration in the ceiling, in the Armstrong ceiling in our office, and so went upstairs and found out there was 2 inches of snow in the attic.
Uh-oh.
So I wondered, did we go to the point of having too much ventilation? Because we never had a trouble before.
Yeah, it's really not possible to have too much venting done. Now, the type of vent, ridge vent that the roofer put in, what he should have put in is something called a filter vent. And a filter vent basically has a filtering material right inside the ridge vent that's designed to be a weather filter, so it stops the snow from blowing in. If that filter part is missing, that might be the reason you're getting a lot of snow. But as I said, if a little bit of snow is blowing in, I wouldn't worry about it. If a lot of snow is blowing in and it's happening a lot, then you might want to consider replacing that ridge vent with the right type.
I see. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We hope you're having a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Take a break. You don't have to work this weekend. But remember, you can call us always at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, spring, it's almost over, guys. We're getting ready to be done with that rain, and we certainly have seen a lot of crazy wet weather across the country. So perhaps you've got repairing rotted wood on your windows, doors, trim, wherever you might find it on your to-do list. So we're going to share the easy way to make those fixes next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Memorial Day is May 31st, a day set aside to honor those who have sacrificed for our freedom. I'm Rob Burrows, reminding you there will not be a live service at the Igoe Veterans Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors. There will not be a live service at Redding Memorial Park, but there will be a live service on the Redding Memorial Park Facebook page at 10 a.m., honoring our veterans and those who sacrificed for our freedom. The Northern California Veterans Museum offices at 2110 North Street in Anderson will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for visitors, following current guidelines for safety. From all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, thank you for honoring our veterans and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend. For more information, call the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. On behalf of all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, I want to say thank you for honoring our veterans.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
And that is, you know, when you put your final coat on, and if you rub your hand over it, you always do feel like a little bit of grittiness, even if you did a really good job of sanding. So what I do is I sand it down again with like 220 paper, and then I take steel wool, dip it in water, and then dip it in a car paste wax, a good quality paste wax. And they use the steel wool to rub it into the surface, and you let it dry and you buff it, and it's absolutely perfect. It takes all of that little bit of grit that may have settled from dust or a little bit of wood grain that came up, eliminates it, and it looks like a hand-rubbed finish when you're all done. Yet it's still just as durable because it's got the polyurethane under it.
That's great. You know, those are always such wonderful projects, and when you really get a nice finish, you just feel so great about it, about everything.
Makes my day.
Susan in California is on the line and needs some help with a driveway makeover. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm so glad you said the money pit, because that's exactly what it is. And now it's the driveway, about 1,200 square feet, and it's about 38 years old, and it needs something else done, and I really don't want to resurface it with blacktop. What are my options?
So it's an asphalt driveway now? That's what you're starting with?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I got news for you, Susan. A 38-year-old roadway needs to be replaced. And that's exactly what you have. Whether it's a road that goes down the street or a road that's a highway, nothing lasts 38 years. And if you've gotten 38 years out of that driveway, it's time for a new one. And sure, you can keep slapping sealer on it and patching the cracks and all of that, but at that age, it's got to go.
What's the best way? Do they just remove the whole thing and then start from scratch, or what's the best way to go?
I think that's the best way. In most cases, that's the best way. You can resurface it, but if you want to make sure that the base is really solid, you know, you would take off the old, they would put a new base down, they would compact it with machines, so it's really, really solid, and then they would apply new asphalt on top of that. I would make sure I got a specification as to exactly how many inches of this material they're going to put down so that you can compare apples to apples when you're looking at different contractors. But I think that's going to be your best solution.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan.
Well, when wood gets wet and then stays wet for a long time, it can rot. Now, this country has seen a ton of crazy wet weather this spring, so you might be finding some rotted wood in places where that water is spending more time than it should be.
Yeah, and this is very common in places like windowsills on the outside. When I was a home inspector, I always knew to check like the trim around windows and the windowsills because that's where the water would sit and it would rot out. You'll also find it on porch columns. I had to fix one of those myself not too long ago, or around doors, or even those parts of the trim like on the corner of your home or the fascia that's sort of behind your gutters. These are places that get wet, they stay wet, and maybe they weren't painted frequently enough. And if that's the case, they're going to deteriorate into a soggy, mushy, rotted mess. But instead of replacing that wood that rots away, there is a way to restore it and sort of rebuild these areas for a lot less hassle and at a fraction of the cost of replacement.
Yeah, that's right. Now there's actually two products that are specifically designed for this, Liquid Wood and Wood Epox, and they're both made by Abitron. And this is a company that we've been recommending for almost as long as we've had this show, and both products are high-performance epoxy adhesives, and they work together to restore and rebuild rotted and damaged wood.
Yeah, and it's kind of a two-step process. First, you apply the liquid wood, which is also known as an epoxy consolidant because it basically sort of consolidates all of that soft rotted wood and then permanently restores its structural integrity and its durability. Now, it's easy to apply. It soaks in deeply to the wood fibers without the need to cut out any of that damaged wood. A little trick of the trade is you can take a drill bit, like a drill with like an eighth-inch drill bit, drill a few holes in that soft area and squirt in the liquid wood into all those spaces so you really get it soaking good. And then when it dries, it's really, really sturdy and strong.
Yeah, but now if you've got wood rot that's so bad where you have areas that have completely fallen away, this is where the Wood Epox comes in because it's a shrink-free epoxy wood filler that's going to actually fill in that space and then replace the rotted wood. It's a two-part epoxy that you mix together to a putty-like consistency, then you press it in place, and it's going to dry solid, and in 1 to 2 hours, it's fully cured. You can cut it, sand it, stain, paint, whatever, just like real wood, and it really does the trick.
It really does. So if you use liquid wood and wood epox together instead of replacing the rotted wood, you can make permanent shrink-free repairs and retain the character of your home and save some money in the process because you don't have to replace it. You don't have to replace the wood, the window, the door, or whatever part of your home needs the work. Both these products are made by Avatron. In fact, if you buy the Avatron wood restoration kit, it comes with the accessories that you need as well. You'll find them at True Value, Benjamin Moore, and other retailers nationwide. To learn more, go to avatron.com, A-B-A-T-R-O-N.com. I want to make sure that's clear because quite a few of you reached out to ask for help finding this website. It's Avatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N.com.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We love to lend you a hand. Enjoy this holiday weekend and then get back at it next weekend, guys. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If you need help tackling home projects, then you need Angie. You can connect with pros. You can book appointments. You can pay right through your phone. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, saving water becomes more and more important these days, especially as it's warming up to the summer season. But rather than relying on your kids and your family members to use less water, there are new fixtures that can actually do that water saving for you.
We'll tell you how to find the faucets, toilets, showers, and sprinklers to help you do just that in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next.
You live in a body pit.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Avatron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Avatron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Avatron.com. That's Avatron.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit.
Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And on the Money Pit Podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So whether it's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
What are you all working on this weekend? Perhaps you've got a project but don't have the tools to get that project done? Well, we can help with that. We have got an amazing drill driver kit to give away today from Hart. Now, the kit comes with a half-inch brushless drill driver, a 20-volt lithium-ion battery, a super-fast charger, a double-ended bit, a belt clip, a storage bag, pretty much everything to have this great tool and get a ton of projects done. I mean, it's got a brushless technology, so you're going to have longer life. It's going to give you 30% more power and perform 20% faster for those heavy-duty projects you're working on. It's normally $94, but right now you can find it on sale for $79. But, of course, if you are our lucky caller entered, chatter of projects, it could be yours for free.
And Hart products are available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
All right, going to North Carolina where Michael wants to work on a bathtub project. Why not just get in the tub and relax, Mike? What's going on?
I wish I could, young lady. Thank y'all ever so much for taking my call. This house was built in 1934. And the bathtub's always been white porcelain, but I think the last time around my mom and dad remodeled the bathroom, they had it sprayed like a tan color, like a sandstone color. And I would love to remove it and bring it back to its normal gloss.
Well, if they've painted it, probably the normal gloss wasn't so attractive. It might have worn. And to refinish a bathtub is usually a big challenge. Now, you can strip it. And you could refinish it again, and you may get some number of years out of it. But I generally find that those refinishing projects they're kind of like paint jobs. You know, they last maybe 5, 6, 7 years, and then you're doing it again and again. Or you can consider relining the tub. There's a process by which a tub liner could be built and sits actually inside that original tub and gives it a completely new surface. So those are really the two options that I'd pursue, Michael.
So on the relining operation, what would you consider?
Well, I mean, there are manufacturers out there that do bathtub relining, and exactly, it's a composite material that's essentially made to fit your tub. They take some measurements, and it doesn't take up too much room, and it looks really nice when it's done, but it's not inexpensive.
It's probably on par with having the tub refinished.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, saving water is becoming more and more important. I mean, it's getting warmer out. We're going to see a lot more water usage because of the heat. So what do we do to save water? Do you beg your kids to, you know, use less? Are you begging your family to not take such a long shower? Nope. Hire a plumber, guys, because you can actually do the water saving with some special fixtures. And even it's a pretty simple pro plumbing project.
Yep, so we've got a few tips on how to find faucets and toilets and showers and sprinklers that do the work for you without wasting water in today's pro project presented by Angie. So first, let's talk about toilets. I mean, they last for decades, and that makes them one of the most durable plumbing fixtures in the house. But while they don't really wear out, those old toilets can waste plenty of water with every flush. So what you want to look for is a WaterSense certified toilet. It uses a lot less water, yet it still does its job with every single flush. You're just not wasting water at the same time.
Now, WaterSense is a program that's run by the EPA, and just like the Energy Star program helps consumers find products that save energy, WaterSense is designed to help you identify products that will save water. Now, to qualify, a product must be certified to use at least 20% less water, save energy, and perform as well or better than the regular model.
Now, besides toilets, if you were also to replace, say, your bathroom faucet and shower head, the EPA tells us that you could save 26,000 gallons of water a year and create 380 fewer pounds of greenhouse gas emissions and reduce your utility bills by $250. So it definitely has a big impact, something as simple as just replacing the faucet and the shower head.
Yeah, and speaking of your utility bills, if you use less water, you're also going to use less natural gas and electricity to heat that water. So it really does all add up. Plus, besides bathrooms and kitchens, WaterSense fixtures are also available for the outdoors.
Think about lawn sprinklers, rain controllers, a lot of other irrigation products. You can update those to help you avoid wasting water while you still get to enjoy a beautiful landscape.
You know, and here's another thing to think about. Your sewer bill is tied into your water usage. It's usually a percentage of the water bill, right? So if you save water, that means not only does your water bill go down, but your sewer bill goes down as well. And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Heading to Tennessee and apparently score the moles to Kim's yard. What's going on?
Yes, I'm trying to get rid of these moles in my yard. Please help me.
Well, one of the ways to get rid of moles in your yard is to not make your yard quite so attractive by getting rid of the grubs that are in your lawn. Moles are usually there because there's plenty of food. And so if you used a product like GrubX to get rid of the grub, that's the grubs, these are little white juicy insects that moles just love. And if you get rid of the grubs, then the moles will find a new place to eat. But if there's plenty of grubs, there's plenty of food, they're going to stay in your yard. Does that make sense?
All right. Well, good. Thank you so much. I'll try the grub it.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Up next, does it ever make sense to paint a fireplace? We're going to dive into that question next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects.
upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the home improvement projects that you'd like to get done around your house, whether it's decor, remodeling, building, or just fixing. You can count on us to give you the advice that you need to get that done quickly so you can get on to your relaxing and enjoying of home sweet home. Now, you can call us at 888 Money Pit with those questions, and you can also post them to moneypit.com. We've got a couple here to talk about. First up, Tyler. Leslie, what's Tyler looking for?
All right, Tyler asks, my house was built in 1908, and I want to paint our brick fireplace white and wanted to know if a white stain would be better than regular paint. Also, if paint is the better option, what type of paint and sheen should I be using for this?
So great questions. Now, when it comes to painting brick, remember, you can't go back because once you paint, you're kind of stuck. Or even if you stain, you're kind of stuck because brick just absorbs the paint. You can't get it out, and it just will look terrible if you try. So just make sure you're totally committed to this. In terms of stain versus paint, I think if he stains, Leslie, it's going to be kind of like a white haze, like kind of a chalk, and maybe you'll see sort of the red brick or the brown brick or whatever color it is sort of come through behind it. But if you do paint, it's going to be totally white, right?
Yeah, and I think it really depends on, first of all, it depends on what the color and condition of your existing brick is. Is it just that it's like that weird yellow brick and you totally hate how it looks? Or does it just seem more aged? You know, what is it about the brick that you're trying to cover? So if you're looking for a more rustic sort of country feel, the stain is ideal because it gives you that sort of rustic, worn look sort of right off the bat. But I think for a more all across the board, something that matches every design style and truly hides the color of the brick, you're going to go with a paint. And Tom's right. I mean, once you put it on, there's really no going back because it is a tremendously painstaking, time-consuming project to even try to get that paint off somewhat. So it's not something that, you know, you want to be like, let's see what it looks like. You know, try Photoshop first before you actually put paint on.
It occurs to me, Leslie, that if you're going to stain it, and if you have any smoke stains on that brick, you got to get rid of those first because otherwise that's going to change the color.
Yeah.
That carbon will mix in with the stain, and even with the paint, it can mix in with the paint, and you won't understand why one section looks like to be a slightly different color, duller or more darker or yellower than another. It's because of the smoke stain that got in there.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, think about it first. As far as sheen, you know, you need something with a bit of a gloss because you want to make sure that you're able to clean any sort of smoke that gets onto it and discolors it. So something that has a gloss to it, it doesn't have to be high gloss, you could go semi, but you want to make sure that it's like scrubbable, cleanable.
Yeah, and the best quality paint is the answer to your last question. What paint do you buy? You buy the best paint you can get. You don't cheap out on the paint because it won't be durable enough. So, you know, get a Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams. Get a good quality paint. You'll be good to go.
All right, now we've got Buck who writes, I'm thinking of adding vinyl siding to our summer home in New England. Contractors are saying that the wood shingles have to go. Others saying you can go right on top. Who's right?
Well, while you can put vinyl siding over the old siding, I wouldn't do it because the siding is going to be sort of out more than the original siding, which means you're going to have to build that around the windows and the doors, and it kind of looks weird. So I would recommend taking the old siding off and putting new vapor barrier across the whole surface and then putting the siding on. That's the way to do it right and not have to deal with any of those after effects of the weird sort of trimming around the windows. You don't want vinyl siding to come out beyond the windows. It just looks strange.
Yeah, and it definitely makes that project a lot more difficult when you have to do all those other steps. But good luck with the new siding.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We hope that you guys are enjoying yourselves. If you find yourself with a paintbrush in your hand or a hammer and a can of nails and tackling a project around the house, hey, welcome to the club. We're probably doing a few of those projects ourselves. But for today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The United States and Britain are stepping up calls for the World Health Organization to take a deeper look at the possible origins of COVID-19, including a new visit to China where the first human infections were detected. At a news conference, WHO's Health Emergencies Executive Director Dr. Michael Ryan says,
if you expect scientists to do their work, if you expect scientists to collaborate and actually get the answers that you want, actually seek in a non-blame environment to find the origin of the virus so we may all learn how to prevent this happening in future, we would ask that this be done in a depoliticized environment.
President Biden has instructed U.S. intelligence agencies to redouble efforts to find information about how the pandemic emerged. Memorial Day weekend weather is affecting people across the country.
National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says the plains and the northeast are getting rain, and some areas are even competing for record low temperatures.
We're still talking about the possibility of record cold afternoon temperatures for portions of the northeast tomorrow, but instead of 40s and 50s, we're talking 50s and low 60s.
Meanwhile, in areas out west, it's hot.
The chance of setting a record high in Sacramento of 100 tomorrow.
He says Memorial Day brings even higher temperatures in the west, possibly some record breakers. The southern plains see rain, and the northeast gets out of those colder temperatures. I'm Julie Walker.
Infrastructure negotiations are continuing between the White House and Senate Republicans. Talks continue between President Biden's team and GOP senators, even though a deal won't be reached before the president's end of May deadline. The U.S. Postal Service wants to raise rates on first-class stamps from 55 to 58 cents as part of a host of price hikes and service changes designed to reduce debt for the beleaguered agency. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Earmarks were banished from Congress over a decade ago, but the funding for lawmakers' pet projects is making a sudden return.
About $14 billion, or 1% of discretionary spending, will be devoted to earmarks in this year's spending bills. Aiming to avoid scandal, lawmakers have revamped and renamed the process, requiring that earmark requests be made public and that lawmakers attest to having no conflicts of interest. The experiment could rise or fall on the reaction from voters, particularly those skeptical of federal spending.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Gavin McLeod, the veteran supporting actor who achieved fame as TV news writer Murray Slaughter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and stardom playing cheerful Captain Steubing on The Love Boat, has died at the age of 90. McLeod died early Saturday at his home in Palm Desert, California, said Stephanie Steele Zalen, his stepdaughter. She attributed his death to his age. This is townhall.com. There has been a failure for missile test.
A weapons system test conducted by the U.S. Missile Defense Agency in the Pacific near Hawaii has failed to intercept the target. Authorities say the objective was to demonstrate the capability of a ballistic missile defense-configured Aegis ship to detect, track, engage, and intercept a medium-range ballistic missile target with a salvo of two standard Missile 6 dual 2 missiles. However, an intercept was not achieved. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities responded to the Pittsburgh shopping mall on Saturday, where shoppers were sent running with their lives after shots were fired. Though no one was hit, two people were detained in connection with the incident at Ross Park Mall, which was packed with shoppers at the time the stores were having Memorial Day sales. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
7-4. If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit, presented by Abertron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Hart Tools, and Schluter. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope that you are having an amazing day in your part of the neighborhood. If you are taking on a home improvement project as part of your day, we are here to help you get that done. Are you working on beautifying your backyard, stepping up that outdoor living, thinking about adding some patio lights, maybe picking up a paintbrush, doing a little landscaping, planning a kitchen redo, a bath redo, whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it over to ours and we'll give you some tips and ideas to help you save some money and get it done right the first time. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Reach out with your questions or post them to moneypit.com.
Coming up, guys, we have a great show for you. You know, it's the summertime. Everybody's planning those vacations now that we can finally go on them again. So everybody's going to be going somewhere, even if it's not that far. But guess who also has figured that out? The people who want to break into your house and take your things. So you have to make sure that your security for your home is on its A game. So think about it. Is there security cameras? Do you know that they're positioned correctly? When you think about it, guys, how many times have you seen a video of a break-in, or any other crime for that matter, where the video is so bad that it's basically useless? So we're going to walk you through the most common errors to avoid so that your home is fully protected.
And also ahead, now, I've been thinking about renovating the kitchen on my house, which, as I've mentioned before on this show, was built in 1886. Now, back then, and knowing that it stood for 130 years, I'm going to assume that at one time, Leslie, it was actually truly level. Today, not so much. In fact, I discovered that from one side of my kitchen floor to the other, it drops about an inch and a half.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But it's an old house, so we kind of expect that. But since I'm not alone in dealing with an unlevel floor, I figured now's a good time to review my options and perhaps yours if you've got a problem floor that needs to be leveled out. And we're going to talk about how to get that done. Hopefully it's not as bad as mine.
Well, let us know. We want to give you guys a hand. Coming up also, bathroom renovations are one of the most cost-effective improvements that you can make to your home. But did you know that tile walls and the floors alone, the tiles alone, guys, are not waterproof, and they do not waterproof that space. It's what behind the tile that does the job. So we're going to share some tips on how you can make sure your next bathroom reno stays totally leak-proof.
So what projects are you guys working on? Reach out with your questions. We'll share tips to help you get that done once, get it done right, so you don't have to do it again.
And we may even give you some tools to help you tackle those projects as well, because today we have a Hart 20-volt half-inch brushless drill driver to give away worth $94. Hart tools are well-made, they're versatile, and they are available exclusively at Walmart.
So give us a call right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, I love it when home improvement is a family affair. We've got Edwin and his kids on the line calling from New York. What's going on?
It's an old post and beam house built in 1875. Going through it, the wife wants an open concept, so I, you know, took out the beam and put in an LVL because it did have a wall underneath it.
Okay.
And so my question is on aesthetic. Structurally, I mean, I've always built, and I'm good structurally, but I was wondering about what is a good height for the windows. I know that it can't be higher than 3 feet, and then I think I can slide under some of the egress under like a grandfather to keep them lower, but I don't know what's desirable, I guess.
Are you putting windows in that are larger than what you had originally, or are you creating new windows? Where are these going?
There are
going
to be new windows in the existing openings, and I'm going to just get them made from modern materials, but copy the ones that were there. They were huge, beautiful windows as it was.
So you're using the existing opening. I mean, I would tend to say you probably don't want to change that. That's definitely going to change the dynamic. It's hard for me to give you a certain number, a certain height off the floor, because I haven't seen your house, and I think aesthetics definitely is going to play into this. I will say, I hear some young voices behind you that if you've got kids, you've got to be concerned about them falling out of windows and making sure you have appropriate openable windows. Okay. Well, still, you know, you make sure you have window guards.
Yeah, on the second floor, I'm moving them up
good.
For safety. First floor, I'm like, you can't really get hurt.
Yeah, and the windows, you know, that are available today in the replacement window market are fantastic in terms of their efficiency. You know, there's a lot of great brands out there that are doing this. I would just make sure that the windows you choose are Energy Star rated, and be mindful of the fact that on the window itself, there's going to be a sticker that's called the NFRC label. It stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council, and it will tell you the specifications of the glass. By looking at that sticker, you can compare it against other windows and know which window is really efficient compared to another. Because sometimes, you know, all of the salesmanship of the window companies will make it hard to discern what's the best and most efficient window. But if you follow the stats on the NFRC label, you will be good to go.
Yeah, and I know even if you want to put big windows in, even if you get higher efficiency, they're still like a hole in the wall. I mean, the highest R value you can get out of them is like between a 7 and 10, and that's going triple pane, fiberglass, the whole nine.
Which may or may not make sense given your location. You are up in northern New York, so it does get pretty cold up there, so you might want to think about triple pane, but of course that adds to the cost.
Like doubles the price of a window.
Yep.
And I run an insulation company for a living, so I've done my research on the windows.
All right, so yeah, no, you know exactly what you're up against, and you know how to make sure that all the cavities around that window are properly sealed. Edwin, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project. It sounds exciting.
It is. Thank you.
Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that the light's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. That is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, if you're thinking about taking a vacation this summer, you want to make sure your security cameras are set to keep an eye on your home while you're away. We'll share a tip on how to do just that next. Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 15% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deiss Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeissCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, how'd you guys like to win some tools today? We've got an amazing drill driver kit to give away from Hart. It comes with the drill driver, a 2-amp-hour battery, a fast charger, a bit, a belt clip, a storage bag. It's totally brushless, so that means the battery power is going to last a long time, and there'll be plenty of power to get those jobs done around your house. It's worth $94, but right now you find it on sale for $79. Now, Hart Tools are available exclusively at Walmart, where they offer a complete line of tools and accessories so you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com. If you want to win this drill driver, you got to pick up the phone and call us or post your questions right now to 1-888-MONEYPIT, going to one listener drawn at random. Make that you.
Glenn, in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on? You're having some issues with a contractor?
Well, they're saying I've got some water in the crawl space there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't know who you'd check to see first as far as to make sure the grade's okay and things like that. What the, mm-hmm. You know, rather than just calling somebody in who likes to sell things to do something, I just wanted to see maybe what approach you take to it. Step one, step two, things like that, or who you use.
I'm glad you reached out, Glenn, because there is a lot of folks that will try to sell you expensive solutions when you have water in a crawl space. How was the moisture discovered?
I had some guys under the house doing the termite inspection.
Okay. And is it like ponding water, or is it just like damp?
Well, they say it's kind of standing water, but they really don't see it there at the end. And there is, of course, a place, a cutout there in the cinder blocks.
Right.
If you run any water out that would accumulate too much. So it may not be much of a problem, but I want the right people to inspect it rather than somebody who wants to sell a moisture kind of treatment or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So here's what I would do. First of all, generally when you get water in a crawl space or in a basement, it's being caused by problems in the drainage. And you mentioned grading, and it's certainly one thing to check. But the more common reason that crawl spaces and basements flood is a problem with the gutters. If the gutters are clogged, if they don't have enough downspouts so they get overwhelmed, or if the downspouts are not extending, and this is really common, if the downspouts, most of the time they'll come out, you know, to like a splash block that's maybe a foot or two long. But if you have a water issue below grade, you want to put extensions on those so it goes out 4, 5, 6 feet, really moves the water away from the house. I find that if you just address the gutters first, that usually cures 90% of the problems. Grading, yeah, grading's going to settle, and in a perfect world, you're going to want to add soil and slope it away from those walls. You want to drop it about 6 inches over 4 feet. But if it was me, I would extend my gutters first and make sure that they're operating perfectly. If you go to moneypit.com, there's an article right on the homepage about how to fix a basement that leaks. In that article, all the advice there applies to a crawl space leak as well. Okay?
Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, now that vacations are in again, and, you know, vacation season definitely is the summer, which is coming up, it's a really good idea that you step up your home's security. So think about it. Does your home security include a security camera? If it does, you have to make sure that they're positioned correctly so that when or if or, God forbid, something does happen, you want to make sure that that video is useful. How many times in the news have you seen, like, a video pop up and it's basically useless because it's not capturing the right spot or it's poorly lit, you know, all of those things.
Now, here's what you need to think about. First, you want to focus on the vulnerable points of entry. Now, 79% of break-ins happen via either the front door, a first floor window, or the back door. So these are the vulnerable areas, and statistically the most likely point of entry for any would-be burglars.
Yeah, now height matters. So you've got to cover the right angles at the right height. You don't want to put those cameras so low that a burglar can easily reach them or cover them or even vandalize them, so it's useless. Now, a good rule of thumb is to install cameras 8 to 10 feet off the ground and angle them for the best coverage. Also, you don't want to place a camera inside your house looking out, because if it's behind a glass window and say that gets a lot of direct sunlight, that window is going to create a ton of glare and it could potentially block out that footage completely.
You also need to check lighting. Now, unless your cameras have good night vision settings, you want to make sure enough lighting exists so that they can record clearly. If not, then think about adding some additional lighting, perhaps on motion sensors that pair with each camera. And keep in mind that unless your cameras are monitored, most of the time the footage you get is going to be after the crime occurred, right? I mean, we all get these alerts sometimes when our cameras come on, but I mean, with my doorbell camera, it takes so long for that alert to come on. Whoever was out on the porch is long gone, and I have to rewind it to see what actually happened. Now, there is, however, a system out there now that's very affordable and monitored 24/7 by Real Security Guards. We cover that and more in our guide to security camera positioning, which is on the homepage right now at moneypit.com. So check it out. Think about those options. Think about how you're positioning your cameras that you make sure they're actually doing the job that you intend for them to do.
Andrea from Ontario, Canada is on the line with a mold question. How can we help you today?
My question would be regarding black mold, and it's sort of behind my sink, between the sink and the backsplash. There's a little bit of space, and this black mold settles in there's a lot of moisture, obviously. We're running the water and it splashes. So behind and around the sink, as well as around my tub. I tried bleach. I scrubbed it. We, at one point, took out the caulking and re-caulked it, but it came back. So I'm at a kind of a loss what to do with this.
Mold is going to grow any place that you have an organic material, which could be drywall, or it could also be, believe it or not, soap scum. It can have organic matter in it, and that can feed mold. And so you have a condition there that's going to be prevalent to mold regrowth. Even when you clean it, it's going to come back. You're not going to permanently prevent it unless you change the environment, the climate that exists in that particular area. So with respect to the tile area, let's deal with that first. When you re-tiled, when you re-caulked, I'm sorry, did you pull all the old caulk out?
Pull it all out. Dug it all out. It was actually our contractor who said, keep it, like, very dry, bone dry, he called it. And then once we had it all dried out, then he came back and put a layer of this white material. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but he finished it off.
Okay, so you're not quite sure what the product is. Here would be the steps. When you pull the old caulk out, you need to spray the joint between the tub and the tile with a bleach solution. That's going to kill any mold spores that are left behind. Then after that's dry, one additional step, fill up the tub with water because it makes it heavy and it pulls it down. And then you caulk it, and when you caulk it, you want to use a product that has mildicide in it. Now, DAP, for example, has a caulk that has an additive called Microban, and Microban will not grow mold. It will prevent it from growing. And so if you use the right product and you take the step of treating it with a bleach solution first before you apply it, that helps it to last as long as possible. But again, if you don't control humidity conditions, eventually it will come back. As for the sink, the same advice applies. You not only have to clean it, which takes away the visual, but you have to spray it with a mildicide. And so you could mix, say, a 10 to 20% bleach solution with water and then let it dry, and that will help prevent it from coming back.
I'll try that.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Harrison, Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Hey, I have some tree roots in my yard that are growing close to the surface, and they're exposed to where when I mow, I have to kind of mow over them, mow around them.
Right.
And just don't know what to do. What would be the best way to get the yard back where it needs to be, and what do you guys think?
How much do you like that tree?
You know, I'm not that committed to the tree.
It's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. You know, once it grows, you can't really cut them back. They're there for a purpose. And so you have to figure out a way to live with it or you know, create a bed around it or mulch around it or maybe, you know, have it be less lawn and more, you know, like a mulched bed or something of that nature. But even if you add soil over it, it's still going to kind of continue to grow up and pop through it. So that's just the nature of the beast when it comes to a big, healthy tree like that. Eventually, depending on the type of tree, it'll come out of the ground like that and start to impact your lawn.
Put a bed around it.
Yeah, maybe a nice circular bench around the tree, you know, or something of that nature.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can find those. They basically are sold like so that they split in half, and you can put them around the tree. And you know, depending on the diameter of the tree, you want to try to get one that's that fits right. But it could be really an attractive feature. You got to roll with it. You know, figure out a way to make it look like it was always supposed to be there. You're waiting all these years for those roots to pop up so that you can put a bench.
Yeah, I wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
There you go. That's the spirit.
That sounds great. That's a good idea. I like that. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you guys have a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You know, the Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, today there are more flooring choices than ever before, but many of the newest flooring requires a subfloor to be level. Now, there's a self-leveling product available now from Bostik. You can find it at LL Flooring Stores that's going to do the leveling for you. We're going to explain how it works next.
Hey.
concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNI Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
According to a new proposal, religious family planning providers would be removed from the Title X family planning program if they do not provide referrals for abortions. It will instead require the promotion of abortions, which will violate the conscience rights of faith-based programs.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm figuring the water came in through that vent, and my neighbor said to put the pool doodles, these long doodles that float in the pool, into the vents to stop the water from coming in.
Noodles, not doodles. I know what you mean.
Noodles? I don't know what they call them because I don't have a pool. I don't know what they use them for.
Yeah, they're things that people float on. But okay, so this is a ridge vent. Goes down the peak of the roof?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a type of ridge vent called a filter vent. And it's made by AirVent Corporation. And the way a filter vent works is it has sort of a mesh inside of it that collects the water and then routes it to a drain channel when water blows in at a hard angle like that. Because this happened during a hurricane, I would expect it's covered by insurance, your homeowner's insurance.
Well, it just stained the ceiling. They made a couple of water marks on the ceiling. Not that bad, but, I mean, you know, we got a lot of hurricanes down here, so.
Well, it may be that you don't have the right type of vent for an area that gets a lot of wind-driven rain. The product's called AirVent, and you can learn more at airvent.com. It's actually a CertainTeed product, but you'll see that one of the options there is for filter vent, and you can learn more about how that works. But I think that's going to solve your problem. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, I've been planning a kitchen reno for my 130-year-old house, but before that happens, I need to solve a very significant problem, and that is my floors. They are way, way out of level. I mean, if you try to install new flooring on a floor that's out of whack, you're going to get gaps or cracks showing pretty quickly. But when it comes to leveling compounds, like, in case you don't know what that is, it's like a slurry mix. You mix it up and you pour it over the floor to build up the low spots. They've been around for a long time, but they are traditionally somewhat difficult to work with. They take a long time to set. That's going to kind of delay the project. So to get some direction, I reached out to our contacts at LL Flooring, who pointed me to a product called SL Rapid. Now, it's made by Bostik, and it's a self-leveling and rapid setting underlayment. So basically, it's cement-based, and you mix it up and you pour it across the floor, and it levels automatically. It dries solid, it's smooth, it's level, and this way you can put your floors down, but instead of waiting a day or two, you can only have to wait 4 hours. So after 4 hours, you can basically start working on the flooring. So that means you get back into the spot like a kitchen where it's important because you don't want to delay that too much. You can put it down between an eighth and one inch thick, and it's going to work under most hard surface flooring as well as carpet or even sheet vinyl. So I'm thinking that SL Rapid, Leslie, is the solution to fixing the 130 years of settlement that I've been putting off delaying with my kitchen because I didn't have the good solution for this. But now that I do have a solution, I am sure it could handle this uneven floor in my house and probably in yours because your house is not going to be nearly as bad as mine.
My house is only 100 years old, so.
That's what I said. It's much younger. It's available at LL Flooring stores nationwide or online at llflooring.com, the Bostik SL Rapid.
Lisa from Delaware is on the line with a chimney question. Lisa, what can we do for you today?
I have two chimneys. One is a brick chimney, and the other one was a stucco chimney. I recently had them both repaired. The brick chimney needed to be repointed, and above the brick chimney, underneath the stainless steel cap, I guess, I don't know if it's cement or mortar, but that was all cracked. And in the winter, the ice would form between the cracks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had that repaired. The other chimney that was stucco had a hairline crack in it, and they suggested restuccoing the chimney and stippling it, which is like a popcorn ceiling type of an effect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So all that was done. Now they told me wait about 6 months, and then I should have it sealed to protect it. Now, it's $75 a chimney to get it sealed.
So what they're talking about is a masonry sealer, and you probably don't need this. It's not like you need it to protect it. Usually you put sealers on if you're concerned about leaks. But if you are going to put a sealer on it, they're silicone-based, and you have to make sure that you use one that's vapor-permeable. Some of the older sealer products out there are not vapor-permeable, and that means that moisture gets in, it gets trapped under the surface of the concrete, and then it'll freeze and spall or crack, and that could actually accelerate the deterioration of the chimney itself. So if you use a good quality silicone sealer that's vapor-permeable, it can slow the absorption of moisture into the chimney, but I'm just not sure you need it. The kinds of things that you're talking about doing, except for the total restock going in the chimney, I don't know if I would have gone that far just to repair a crack. But the other things that you're talking about are all entirely expected, you know, having to repoint some mortar, having to repair a cracked chimney cap, a concrete cap around the chimney. Those are all normal. I don't necessarily think that putting a sealer on is going to have that much of a major effect of slowing down any further deterioration. I think it's just sort of wear and tear.
Okay. And if it's not vapor permeable, it could even harm it.
That's correct. Exactly right, Lisa.
So I should ask the mason then if it's, you know, but he could tell me anything. He could say, yeah, it is.
Well, it's very easy. Find out what product he's using and go look up the product online and read about it.
But you're saying really it's probably not worth it.
I don't know that it's totally necessary. Unless the chimneys are leaking, I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you guys are having a great Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps you're working on a project. If you are, or you're thinking about starting one next weekend, give us a call, whether it's a home repair or improvement question, whatever it is, 24/7 to 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're taking on a bath renovation, there's one particular element that you need to get right so that you avoid leaks, structural damage, and mold. We're going to share that tip next.
Live in a money pit.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call to 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Well, owning a money pit is a combination of love and pride and heart stop and fear, but no one knows the money pit better than us. So we are here to help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever.
Hey, do you have a project that you'd like to tackle if you only had the right tools? Well, we're going to help out one listener today. We've got an amazing drill driver kit to give away from Hart. Now, the kit comes with a half-inch brushless drill driver, a 20-volt lithium-ion battery, a fast charger, a double-ended bit, a belt clip, and a storage bag. It's got a super great motor. I mean, it's brushless technology, so you're going to get 30% more power, and it's going to perform about 20% faster on those heavy-duty projects. It is a great tool for indoors, outdoors, whatever you are working on. Hart is a fantastic family of products. It's a prize worth $94, but you can find it actually now on sale for $79 at Walmart, but you could potentially get it for free. You got to be in it to win it, guys. Give us a call. Let us know what you're working on.
888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
All right, we've got Jerry in Massachusetts on the line who needs some help cleaning the basement. What can we do for you?
I've got some efflorescence on the cement walls in the basement. For years, I when I built the house, I didn't put gutters up. I had overhangs, and then it started developing. Somebody told me, hey, it's because you don't have any gutters. So I put them up right away, and it didn't get any worse, but I'd like to clean that white efflorescence off, and I didn't want to use muriatic acid.
No, you don't need that at all. It's really simple. First of all, the stains that you have, the efflorescence, is just lime. It's mineral deposits that are left over when water comes through the wall and evaporates. So what you can simply do is brush that off as much as you can. You can use a stiff like a wall brush for that, and then just use water and white vinegar together, hot water and white vinegar. Vinegar will melt the salts.
Do I have to rinse it down after?
No, only if you don't want your house to smell like a salad.
I'm not worried about that, but white vinegar should do it.
Yeah, white vinegar does it. It'll melt the salts. It's a really good solution.
Oh, I thought that, but I just wanted to check with you guys first.
You buy it by the gallon, you mix it with some hot water, and just, you know, brush it down.
I'll try that. Should work. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck. Well, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, I inspected thousands of bathrooms, and by far the most expensive problem I found, and with surprising frequency, by the way, was a leaking shower. It's almost always caused by a failure of the shower pan, and to fix it, you pretty much have to tear out the entire shower, the walls, the tiles, and the floor included, so it's really expensive.
Yeah, and that's why if you're building a bathroom today, it's really smart to work with a system like Curti, which is made by Schluter. Now, the Curti system consists of preformed and totally waterproof building panels for the walls, and they can be matched with 22 different shapes and sizes of preformed trays for the floor. Now, they also have preformed waterproof curbs, benches, niches, pretty much everything you need to design a fantastic bath and shower, as well as drains and specialized components to protect around all of those shower valves and outlets. I mean, you're really creating a tight seal with the system.
Yeah, and the nice thing about a system like the Schluter-Curti system is that the components are designed to work together, because one of the most common causes for shower leaks happens when there are gaps between components, like the shower pans and the walls. Water gets behind that, and too often, by the time it's discovered, it's caused major damage and even pretty major mold.
You know, sometimes people think that the ceramic tile itself or the grout sealer, that's going to make everything waterproof, but it doesn't. That waterproofing has to be properly installed behind the tile for your shower to be completely watertight. Check it out. I mean, it's a really interesting system. You can learn more about the Schluter shower system. Head over to Schluter.com. Let me spell it out for you. It's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R.com. Darlene in West Virginia is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are considering putting a metal roof on our home, and I wanted to know, is it best to go ahead and keep the old shingles on the roof?
No. You know, if you're going to go through the expense of putting on a metal roof, which is a real investment-grade roofing, it's a roof that could last you 50 to 100 years, you absolutely don't want to put it over old asphalt shingles. There's no point in having them there. And if anything, they could make that metal roof look lumpy. So I would absolutely take it right down to the sheathing and then have the roof installed right from there on up. It's absolutely not worth trying to save a few dollars by leaving that old asphalt there essentially forever.
Okay, because I've known some people, they've been told, oh, yeah, it'll, you know, you don't have to worry about throwing them out. You don't have to worry about taking them off and everything. It's just fine. It actually, I've even heard them tell people that it'll add a layer of insulation.
Yeah, that's all crap.
Okay.
And you quote me on
well,
that.
Well, I'm glad I called.
That's just not true. There's nothing about an asphalt shingle that insulates anything. It doesn't trap air. So it just doesn't work. In fact, you know, what it does do is hold a lot of extra heat on that roof. So,
well, and it would build up moisture and everything probably.
No, but in the summertime, that extra heat will add to your air conditioning costs. So I would just tear that out and forget about it and start from scratch, okay? You'd be better off in the long run.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bye-bye.
Let us know what you are planning to tackle this summer season because we can help you out. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, decorating for yourself is one thing, but when you have a pet, decorating needs to include an entirely new set of considerations. We're going to share strategies for pet-friendly decor next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people
people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Marietta writes us and she says she's got a driveway full of ruts and holes and she wants to know if resurfacing is an option.
You know, resurfacing is great if just the surface is deteriorated, but if the driveway is so weak that it's sagging and cracking and filling up with holes, you have far surpassed the options for resurfacing. And unfortunately, Marietta, it is time to rip out the driveway and completely replace it.
Sorry, Marietta, but guess what? You're going to have a beautiful new driveway without ruts and holes.
Well, are messy pets creating a decorating dilemma? Are you afraid that pretty much anything you buy is going to be ruined by your well-meaning pooch? Well, Leslie has tips to help you get the best of both worlds in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And Leslie, you've been a pet owner forever. I had a little hiatus when our 15-year-old blue tick coonhound passed away. But now I'm like a grandpa to pets because my sons both have dogs. And they both spend a lot of time at our house, especially when they go away. So we got grand dogs.
Of course. Yeah, and then, you know, it's the preemptive sort of babysitting solution to grandkids that will eventually come down the road.
Yeah, they're testing us to see if we can handle the pet. Then they'll think about the grandkids. Right?
I mean, you did a fairly decent job raising them as humans, but you know, we got to test you all over again. You know, though, it's serious because when you have animals in the house, whether it's a dog, a cat, any kind of pet, they definitely sort of influence some of your purchases or how you maintain the things that you have because they can definitely mess up stuff pretty quickly. I don't think they mean to, but if you don't have the right material, for example, on a couch, you know, a cat's claws or a dog's nails, they can just inadvertently grab hold of the fibers in that fabric and then it comes apart. So you have to think carefully about the type of fabrics that you're going to use on your upholstery. If you've already got something that you love, I hate to say it, but you got to look into some sort of protective cover. That cover comes on and off as you need it. You can wash it. You can clean it, whatever you need to do. They come in a ton of colors, tons of styles. It doesn't have to be the plastic furniture covers that my grandparents had. I feel like it was an Italian thing. They were like, oh, you got to cover it.
Yeah,
so it was clear plastic because you wanted to see it, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, now you can cover it and sort of give that couch a new life or change the whole decor of the room with just simple stretching and tucking. Now, if you're going to redecorate and change things around with the furniture, definitely consider those fabric options. You may even want to, if you're doing like a big renovation or even just a bath reno, think about how you can add a pet washing station into your house. This is when you and your dog head out on a rainy day. You know to come in and wipe your feet, but your dog certainly does not. Your dog wants to sit on your lap and get you all muddy and wet. But if you've got a mud room, this really is the perfect place to install this sort of pet washing station. You can get the dog in sort of a rectangular stall that's just for the pup. Spray hose in there. You can get rid of those muddy feet. It's really fantastic, and it helps so much. I mean, your kids could probably even rinse off in there if they're playing outside and they get yucky. If you want some more tips, check out pet-friendly design and decorating tips for your home at moneypit.com.
I remember as a kid, my aunt had her couch covered in the clear vinyl to protect it. I don't know if it was from kids or pets, but whenever you sat on that and you had shorts on.
It was from the guest, Tom.
Yeah. Well, whenever you sat on that, if you had shorts and you went to get up, your legs would, like, stick and you'd take the vinyl with you. It's funny how the things you remember from back then, you know?
And it hurt. And it was
awful. It did hurt.
I swear. It was just so you could see what that couch looked like. My grandparents were so proud of that couch that you had to see it and not sit on it. But if you did, you were going to stick.
Exactly. Hey, coming up next time on the Money Pit, we're going to talk about concrete patios. They might be functional, but they don't look so hot. If you'd like to update the look of your patio, we'll share tips for doing just that without having to break it up or bust it out or replace it on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.